Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Paul Clemens, Jess Osterhout, Opaline Ilaria, Nick Dunn, Callum Ayris, Diana Restrepo, Stuart Finlay, Omber Marshall, Danielle Carter, Dave Riley, Josh Wine. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Episode 108 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Bryn Monroe.
Helen Gould.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Hamid Salahurunatahan.
Azu.
Sasha Rackett.
Grizzoptrick at Amsterdam.
Oh, you're good. I'm really, really impressed.
108 episodes.
I know, you're flawless now. I'm going to have to stop messing with you and come up with something better to do with my time. So, we are going to pick up...
Throws the company out the window and walks off.
So we're done.
Yeah.
I've taught them to respond to their names, but...
Now to whistle train. No, so we are going to pick up where we left off, which is the party split just to, you know, keep everyone on their toes. Having handed in Barrett to the Temple of Artemis, really easily, apparently, with very little complications, and bar a minor interruption by a cabbie, I think you are now face-to-face, meanwhile, at the warehouse with... a person!
Ooh. Waving a white flag.
Waving a white flag to go with their linens.
And the last thing I said is, who are you?
Yes.
And we were playing with Oscar Wilde by telling him everything that's happened all at once.
Oh, yes. And he wasn't taking it as well as he might.
We should leave the bag of holding with the paperwork.
Yeah. It's
oh, that's really considerate.
Job.
You should empty the bag of holding.
I know. We've got six others between us.
So... what I am going to deal with first, actually, is random person turning up. So, random person turns up. Even at a glance, I'm not going to get a perception check. You can see that the shoulder which took an arrow is now bandaged.
Is he flanked, or are they flanked by more hooded figures?
No. Sorry. Yes, they are.
Good detail to get
right. The opposite of what I said the first time.
Detect evil.
Sure, detect evil. The people flanking... detect as evil. Proper evil. Person in the middle detects as neutral.
You've got 10 seconds before I start shooting again.
Nine. Just want to talk.
Session marks into the shadows.
We're five. Sort of worried that things have gotten away from everything and we just want to have
curling
a sit-down talk.
To flank them.
He can't flank solo, and he's a ranged character.
That's 20.
But actually flank. Not Pathfinder flank. Come in at the side. All of these, like, sneak doesn't mean sneak either. None of it means anything, Bryn.
20 and 15.
Roll damage on the 20.
7.
Okay. He gets out the words, "Would you just stop?" And then disappears. The two hooded figures also disappear.
That's that dealt with.
I'm going to jump back to
Rizop,
Azu and Hamid there with Wild. Obviously, it's still middle of the night. Like, time has shunted out a little bit. You, Sasha and Grizzop are at mid-morning, whereas Hamid and Azu were sort of in the wee hours still. I call it like 5 a.m. by this point once the fast happened. Okay. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Oh, good.
Have any of you been receiving any orders from anyone other than me?
No.
I certainly haven't.
Okay, good. Have you told anyone about the simulacra?
We told the Temple of Artemis.
Okay.
Because we had Barrett with us.
Anyone else?
No.
No.
We haven't seen anyone else.
Things are getting weird.
Why? How?
So how much have you heard about what's happening in, sort of, England?
Only a tiny bit. Like, not very much.
How about Scotland, Wales,
no,
France?
Nothing.
So news is starting to break down. Obviously messages aren't getting out and things aren't
spreading. The infrastructure is a...
So the riots in London have spread pretty much all the way to Paris at this stage.
Oh dear.
But they're not... No one seems to be doing anything about it. And at this stage, I'm starting to get orders which don't make a lot of sense. Which says to me that things might be further along than we thought. And given what you've managed to just find at the top of a mountain...
I think the Separatists are making their move.
I don't know what it is. It's not a coup. It doesn't make any sense.
Are you sure it's not a... It sounds like a...
One moment I'm getting a message from one person telling me that it's a class one emergency and I need to return home, and then within hours I'm receiving a message from the same person telling me everything's fine. Of course, that would lead me to assume that, you know, there's a communication interception or something, but it's not just me. Something's going very weird. And this Cult of Hades thing, that's new. It was so much easier when all I had to do was just keep prodding you to just trundle along. I'm going to have to go see the warehousing, and I'm not sure what to do about it, because I'm not sure who I can talk to about this stuff anymore.
I mean, everything in Cairo seemed mostly under control. Apophis was on top of things.
Yeah, why don't you talk to the dragons?
I mean, I heard someone attacked you with the Heart of Aphrodite.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's not exactly a minor... I feel like you may have lost perspective slightly.
We've seen a lot of really quite intense things, so it did seem like just another day at the office to me in many ways, I have to say.
Yeah, we got better.
It's just... Well, at least Barrett's a win. He'll be fine with the Artemis lot. If they're not watertight, no one is. I want to come with you and see these warehouses.
Okay. I mean, that's not a problem, but what are we going to do about them? I mean, even with you, that's only 5 of us.
Yeah, we need lots and lots of people. Enough people
or some
to...
some powerful demolition.
Yeah.
You know, some really, really hardcore, destroy everything in a large radius with no recourse kind of...
Large bombs.
Well, I was thinking scroll, high-level magical scrolls, but same effect, I guess.
Yeah.
Demolition might work. Demolition might work.
Like, they don't seem to be active. They're just all standing in rows inside these warehouses. Best time to get rid of them so they can't be used.
I don't have the resources right now to send people to guard these warehouses, I do...
So destroy them.
It's not exactly clicking my fingers. He kind of clicks his fingers, and then on the table in front of you, you see a tiny little mock-up of what he thinks the warehouses look like, which is not what they are, with a little... you know, minor illusion. I don't know what to do.
Who would know what to do?
Get a dragon.
Do we have to go back to Apophis? Should we take this right to the top?
Yeah.
I mean, this is literally an army of potentially self-building simulacra that could be used to...
destroy everything.
To make war on meritocratic lands. I mean, this is pretty high-level stuff, I would say, Oscar.
I'm wondering if it's got anything to do with the droughts.
You mean the weird weather and stuff?
Hmm.
I mean, we've been very puzzled by that, but there's no obvious connection unless you know more.
I know things are bad here. Very bad here. Right. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go talk to Apophis about this. I need you to stay out of trouble. Not because you're causing trouble, but because things are getting... things are accelerating.
Oh, I mean, there is someone who knows that we're up there. A guy turned up with two of the hooded figures with him.
A guy?
A person. There was a disappearing person.
He looked like he might be related to Wellington. There's a familial resemblance.
Wellington?
I know, right? How weird is that? What a strange coincidence.
They haven't been involved in politics in years.
I mean, if there was someone planning this, I think that's a bit out there, really. I mean, it just doesn't seem well-connected or a well-designed narrative relationship to me.
Wellington?
that was Ben doing a sassy click to indicate his approval of what Hamid was saying.
Go back to the warehouses, wait for me there. I'm going to make arrangements.
I mean, how long should we wait, Oscar? That's not a good chain of command there. That doesn't allow us to improvise based on changing situation, and also doesn't give us something to do in case...
What would you propose, Hamid? I'll be there later today. He walks out of the room.
Oscar, if I don't hear from you in 24 hours, I'm going straight to Apophis myself.
Good. Do that. What? He closes the door.
That's all I meant! Oh!
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump back to Grizzop and Sasha the moment that someone just disappeared.
So.
Walks back and starts eating her rations again.
Yeah. So.
I hope they bring proper food.
Maybe. But anyway, yeah, so what I was saying before I was interrupted. You might want to consider, you know, now that sort of you've... with all the Barrett stuff, look, you're really effective. So maybe if you wanted to join the Cult of Artemis, we definitely have you. You know, you've got the right kind of stuff, honestly. It's really good. Gives you a real sense of purpose, honestly. It's just an offer. Think about it.
Do you think that he might teleport somewhere else in the compound and let the manticles out?
Oh, well, that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got an arrow buried in his chest, so he's not doing much at the moment.
It's pretty quick to heal people, isn't it?
Yeah, but... all we can do is keep an eye out.
I'll take a watch.
All right.
Just goes off walking around the perimeter.
Oh, I might have made that weird.
Have you heard the good news?
Okay. Do you have a moment to speak about?
It's totally whelming. It's neither good nor bad.
Give me a perception check, Sasha.
Only 17.
The manticores are starting to play up a bit.
Puppies.
No.
Feed them.
Just sort of, you know, the odd scraping. Yeah. You definitely hear the sound of one of them has heard you as you're walking near one of the warehouses. And you know that thing that dogs do where they kind of push up against the wall and kind of slide along?
How weird are your dogs?
Nah, dogs do that. Cats do it too. Where they, like, kind of slide along stuff.
I mean, yeah, if they've got fleas and they're trying to scratch.
Yeah, like that. So you hear, yeah, the manticores are acting up.
Are there just big piles of meat all around?
There's loads of meat by the administration building, and there's the cart that they were using to lug it around the place.
Right.
Nothing's tearing its way out at the moment.
Just keeps walking the perimeter, I guess.
Jump back to Azu and Hamid. What are you two doing?
I think we're going back
We
up.
Should go back upstairs. Yeah. Upstairs. We should go back up to join them. I mean, if we're going to be stuck there for a while, we should probably get some supplies, though.
Ooh, I mean,
we've got like bedrolls and stuff, but maybe just some additional food and drink supplies. Also, I've had a thought.
Oh,
well, the manticores,
What if we laced their meat with something that would knock them out?
That's a really good idea. What would knock out
the meat's already out up there? I don't know. But surely we can find something. We should try and do it quickly, an apothecary or something. And
it's now reaching the point where...
If Romeo and Juliet could find poison late at night...
Yes, we need a priest.
That specifically keeps you dead for 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
So, give me a knowledge local then.
I do not have any.
That's fine. That means you have a maximum of 10 that you can get on the roll, but you got to roll it anyway.
Okay.
I roll 13.
So we're 10.
I also roll 13.
Yeah, there you go. So you did all right. You did all right. So you have to wait a little bit for the shops to start opening and for the markets to set up and so on. And yeah, you start...
We'll get a bunch of
using the time
travel
to,
food that is a bit better than just basic...
You do an easy shop. However, things do get a bit strange early in the morning. A huge amount of orcs start entering the town.
Ooh.
They are coming more or less from the same direction that you came with regards to the warehouses and so on. But to be very clear, you haven't seen them coming down the mountain in a procession. It's just that direction. And by lots of them...
Orc.
But there are lots of them. Maybe 1,000.
Whoa!
Maybe the entire population of a settlement kind of thing. Like, a lot. It's men, it's women, and there are some...
Horde? Not an army.
For the horde!
There are also some children amongst them. Okay. However...
Maybe not an army, then.
Yeah, so like when you said that, I was like, let's get a big gang of orcs.
However, the children then peel off, leaving only male and female orcs.
Oh, it's an army again.
Do I recognise any of them?
Give me a perception check.
Okay, shall. Oh, that's an 8.
No, there's too many for you to recognise.
Fair.
Additionally, you do notice a large contingent of goblins coming in. Not from the same direction, but coming from a more distant part of the city, coming from more of the sort of construction areas that are in the city, and they seem to be setting up in like a central square as well. And there's a lot of kerfuffle, but no one's fighting or anything. But there's things getting very tense. And you can see all of the shopkeepers are just kind of like, yeah, sure, here's this thing, buy this thing, whatever, and they're all keeping an eye on what's going on.
I'm going to go and talk to the nearest orc in orcish and say, hello.
What's hello! Brilliant! Come! They pull you in and immediately, five other orcs are like, hey, who are you?
Hello, good friends!
Hello, fantastic!
Oh, it's been such a long time since I've been among other orcs.
Join us, of course!
Is orcish just shouting?
It is when you're happy. Why would you hide it?
Actually, I guess Telva was quite loud as
Telva
well.
Telva was loud! Of course, fantastic, join us!
Big emotions!
So where have you come from?
The mountains of Kenya.
Kenya!
And then Cairo.
So far! We hadn't realised that people had heard so far. Fantastic, do you hear that? Everyone start like the word is spreading that someone from Kenya's made it all the way here for this.
Wait, what's happening?
What?
I'm here coincidentally. What?
You see a lot of faces sort of... Like everyone's kind of like, the word is still spreading out outwards that from Kenny. So like most of the crowd are like, yeah, great. And then there's a few nearby going like, what do you mean coincidentally?
Well, I was here. Why are all of you here?
What do you mean why are you here?
Well, I don't know why, so I'm asking, and I've not seen...
They'll gesture towards the huge crowd of goblins who are setting up at the square. They seem to be building very quickly a stage.
Ooh. To say hello to the goblins?
Okay, all of the ones near you are now like, what?
dance off.
And all of the orcs further out are still like, yeah, Kenya's with us! Kenya's with us! And that's kind of spreading. Yeah.
Maybe not a dance off.
So you were picking up some things to lace your meat whilst
whilst I get swamped.
Apparently so.
You're getting business done.
You are able to pick up stuff that is, you reckon will do the job. Take them out for... Do you want to poison them or just trank them?
Well, I imagine tranquilizer is a lot easier to obtain, and we can just coup de grace them while they're unconscious.
Just tell me what you want, you can source it.
Yeah.
Just get poisonous easier.
Hammond will get Trank.
Okay, cool. You get a sufficient amount. I will deduct the amount from your sheet after this session.
Okay, yeah, just tell me how much.
So meanwhile...
I remember there being a bit of a water shortage as well. Is that still? Yeah, so I'm going to buy some water, and if I have to pay over the odds, I'll pay over the odds.
You pay roughly 10 times the cost.
Yeah. Woo! But, I mean, Hammond still has lots of money.
It so also takes you a while to find someone who's willing to sell it to
you. Yeah, that's fine. Which is strange, because a lot of people can cast create water.
Mm-hmm. So... Azu.
The churches are like, oh, fountains everywhere. We've all just taken great water for the day.
Pretty much.
I mean, I probably will. That's probably where I end up buying it from.
Oh, yeah.
If they're selling for 10 times the price, then they need to take a good, long, hard look at themselves.
In fact, they have a sign outside the Aphrodite Temple saying, don't ask us about water. We're busy with it.
No, they wouldn't be like that.
If you allocate every single priest to creating water, there are limits. There's more. Anyway. You are currently surrounded by orcs, a few of which are disappointed with you. Everyone else has begun cheering.
So the main one I was talking
really
to...
rowdily, by the way, by cheering. Like, some of them are climbing up on top of stands and
so we're getting
cheering.
Football fans sort of thing.
Yeah, to clarify, no fighting is happening.
Is it Blood Bowl?
Yes! Orcs versus goblins.
Bryn's eyes light up. But yeah, they're all yelling.
The
there doesn't appear to be a
Patreon special.
Yet.
Okay. What is happening? Why are you here? Why are the goblins
come here?
Okay.
One of them pulls you over to the side and goes,
yes.
Look, right? Come far enough. No one's taking our work any longer. That is it. We are done with this.
What do you mean taking your work?
Either we get back the work that we've lost or we take it back. We are done with this. I'm not going to have my children starving because someone's not willing to give orcs work.
Oh dear. Right.
You start hearing someone is sort of testing a megaphone over at the goblin side.
Test one. Test two. Test one. Hello. Hello. 1, 2, 1, 2.
They kind of bang it a bit to change the shape of it a bit.
Hello. 1, 2, 1, 2. Is everybody ready?
Everyone's like, yeah, woo, yeah. Well, the goblins are.
I want to talk to you about the importance of acceptance.
And all of the goblins on the other side start yelling and cheering and so on.
Are you telling me that you think goblins are stealing your work and you want them to stop doing so? And what are you intending to do about that?
It's not the goblins that are taking the work. It's just that the goblins happen to have the work. Factory owners just only give the work to them.
Okay. I do not know what to do about this.
And I will take a break there.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Mike here from Rusty Quill, or as some of you may know me, the voice of Tim from the Magnus Archives. I'm just taking a moment to invite you to join me and Rusty Quill on another 12-hour holiday gaming livestream in aid of Mind, the mental health charity. We'll be streaming video games and board games live via twitch.tv, and this year we'll be doing it in front of a live studio audience. That's right, for one day only, you can come and join us in person for the chaos. We're recording at the Theatre Deli's old library space in London on December 8th, 2018, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. GMT, and tickets are available right now. So if you want to come and meet the Rusty Quill team and see all the exclusive off-camera goodness, be sure to visit rustyquill.ticketbud.com/RQGG18 and grab yourself a ticket. All proceeds go to charity, but don't hang around because there is limited availability. And for everyone who isn't able to make it in person, don't fret. You can still join us digitally. Just jump in online at www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill on December 8th, 2018, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. GMT, and we'll be there playing games and encouraging you to donate money to this worthy cause. That's all for now. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, or get the latest updates via our Twitter, @TheRustyQuill, or on Facebook, @facebook.com/TheRustyQuill.
And welcome back to the incredibly awkward 10 situations that I like to place you in.
Awkward, I see what you did.
Thought I might get away with that. Definitely didn't.
Nope.
So, the goblin begins crying out,
"For years, goblins were not granted the means to raise ourselves up. We were not granted the means to make ourselves a part of this world, a part of this sentience, and now this opportunity is here. We do not want to take things from you. We only want the chance to make ourselves everything that we can be, but also really quickly." Really quickly. You all take a long time to do anything.
To clarify, they are not aiming this at the large group of orcs. Mm. They are in the middle, sort of calling out to around the city. Mm. And the orcs are off to one side, having made a larger sort of group as well. And Hamid, the shopkeeper that you're dealing with, is like, "I'm going to close up. So I think that's everything." Hmm? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, great.
Thank
immediately
you.
Shutters the stall.
Should find Azu.
You suddenly realise lots of orcs around, like, it's really
still
busy.
Stands out in crowd.
I was
about to say,
pink.
Thankfully, you can follow this weird pink shimmer to a very specific bit off to one side. You hear that the orcs have begun chanting "no more" over and over again in orcish.
Oh no.
Again, no one's fighting, but it's lots of like stamping, banging on things.
Yep, traditional orc stuff. Okay.
And the one who's with you is like, "So you get it, you're with us, yeah?"
I don't know the full situation here, and it seems...
Why do you need to know the full situation? I mean, it's obvious, isn't it?
Well, what's your aim? Are you going to go to the bosses?
Look, we are going to those meritocratic offices, and we are going to force them to do something about it, and if anyone stands in our way, we are going through them.
What do you mean, force them?
I don't think they can run a city. He looks at all of the rest of them, if we don't want them to. We can shut this city down. If they're going to shut us out of things, we can shut them in with it.
Okay, right. Okay, Azu is making the exact face that I just made. Which
describe
is
your face.
Eyebrows raised, mouth open, not knowing what on earth to do because she's from an agricultural background.
Yep. I should point out, by the way, this is so, so far out of your realm of experience.
Yeah, she's not come across unionization ever because you just bartered. Okay.
The chanting is continuing. There's lots of posturing. There is no actual like violence. No one's like beating each other up or anything
That's
like that.
Fine.
But it's very clearly like the goblins just happen to sort of be placed between where you are now and the meritocratic offices, and they're not forming lines or anything, but they are trying to sort of draw as many humans nearby as they can. It's getting very messy and very crowded. The phrase "powder keg" drifts across your mind. You realise that you don't really know what a powder keg is, so it disappears off the other end of your mind.
However, Helen knows what one of those is.
Hamid turns up, having found your glow.
What's going on, Azu?
We are in a very tense situation right now. There's some sort of work dispute between the orcs and the goblins. We orcs want to go to the offices, but the goblins are in the way, and I don't think the goblins are going to move very easily, but the orcs might make them...
Oh, dear.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing, and I don't... what do you think we should do?
Well, I mean, What can we do? What shouldn't we go back up the mountain to help our friends? I mean, isn't that really our immediate concern?
Yes.
Is there about to be a riot? Do you think it's going to turn violent?
Yes.
Oh,
Ham it! That's so ham it!
That's so ham it!
Someone should tell the local constabulary!
No, actually.
All of the markets have begun sort of shutting up and everyone's kind of vacating.
Yeah. Maybe I should go and talk to the goblins. Because these orcs are not violent, but they are speaking orcish, which I don't think goblins understand, so they might not.
Well, some goblins probably understand, but yeah, I mean, so what? You've spoken to the orcs already?
Oh, yes, they're not planning violence exactly. I should go and talk to the goblins.
All of this, again, to reiterate, is coming over the cries of, you don't speak orcish, do you, Hamid?
No.
Some chant that's just a ba-dum, bum, ba-bum, bum, but good real rhythm to it.
Mm.
Meanwhile, at the goblin end, it's more of a cacophony. They're not doing chanting so much as like, yeah, equality for everyone, especially goblins, though, because we had a really hard time of it. I might have set myself the arbitrary goal of making Helen explode.
Okay, Azu is going to approach the goblin crowd.
Sure. They all look a bit wary. They don't look like they're about to, like, come and get you. They're all like, which way's this going? Like, even Azu doesn't need the sense motive here.
Yeah.
They're just... Everyone goes very, very still and very, very watchful.
Azu crouches down to their level. Hello.
Still not their level. Yeah. And in half, it's still
but
not.
Clearly making an attempt.
Yeah. A tiny goblin. Tiny even by goblin standards. Oh. Who happens to be the nearest one's like... Hello?
Hello. I think that there may be a misunderstanding between two groups here.
I'm not sure I'm the person you need to talk to.
Do you know who the person is that I should talk to?
Their eyes are like saucers, by the way, as, yes, you're kneeling on what's close to their level. They're still not at your level, because they are so small, and your armour is so big.
Yeah.
They point a tiny, tiny little arm and finger up at the goblin who's on the stage.
Okay, I'm going to go on the stage.
All of the goblins go really, really quiet. All of the orcs at the other end go... Kenya. Kenya's up. Oh, Kenya's up. Everyone goes quiet, and you just hear a couple of them like, yeah, go Kenya. Go Kenya.
It's like freaking Eurovision.
I burst into song. Everyone love each other now.
So the goblin who's kind of talking stops. They don't falter.
Mm.
They sort of rattle to a natural close.
And there are people who will try to turn this against us, but we have all worked too hard and too long to give up now.
Turns to you.
Again, I crouch.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
Historically, this
do well.
I get a 12.
12?
Oh, dear.
This goblin... You remember how I said Barrett was, like, dressed... well, but not flashily, like, you know, decent cloth. Mm-hmm. Same thing for this goblin. And as far as you can tell, for goblins, seems older. But again, like, sentient races with massively different aging rates, it can get quite difficult to gauge. Like, you know, halflings and kids, for instance, like, where's the lines? So same thing, like, older for a goblin.
Okay.
That's all you're going to get with that check.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
I'm a bit worried about the situation that is happening here.
Yeah. He kind of looks a little bit non... You know how all of the Artemis crowd are plussed?
Yeah.
This goblin is not plussed. This goblin is non-plussed.
Mmm. No plus at all.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm a paladin of Aphrodite.
Yeah.
I would like to help if possible.
Okay. Could you... tell the orcs that we're not stealing their water, so everything's cool?
They don't think you're stealing their water. They think that work is going to you that used to be theirs.
Well, I mean, it is. we're doing it better.
I don't know if that is true or not.
Well, I mean, we're doing the same work, but much quicker. This only became a problem once the water, like, they all seemed fine earlier. It's only when the water ran out that suddenly this becomes an issue.
That's what happens when necessities for life become scarce.
However, I mean, we didn't make them scarce. We've had to... Do you have any idea how hard it was to get this far? No one likes goblins.
You're so careful. You're being so careful. They do not blame you. They blame the employers of the large industries.
Well, I mean, if you're going to blame them, you may as well blame us, because they're the ones who are giving us the jobs.
That's not how responsibility works. But they only want to go to the meritocratic offices and make their grievances known. I think if you would let them through...
We can't let them take this work. This is the only thing that's keeping us all going.
But it can be split. Surely, a compromise can be reached.
There's not enough work for both. Listen, we appreciate it, but I don't think you're going to be able to solve this with a quick chat. Some things are more complicated than that.
I'm not suggesting a quick chat.
Give me a perception check.
Okay. Can I get shot through the back of the head? Oh, no.
20.
Ooh.
20. You hear, like, there are murmurings coming from the orcish party.
Mm.
Where everyone's gone from, yeah, she'll tell them to... What's going on? I don't know. What's happening? I don't know. What do we do? I don't know. Like, it's all gone a bit off kilter at the moment.
Mm.
Look, we didn't make this situation, but we're not going to let people take the food from our kids' mouths.
The orcs are in the same situation.
And that's awful. They shrug.
There is common cause between the two groups. Perhaps if you went together... The meritocrats could help to solve the problem. Because the issue is that there is not enough work, not that one group of people is taking anything.
So what are you proposing exactly?
Is there a leader among your group?
The one on the stage kind of looks around and every single like 200 goblins are all like, yep. All pointing at the one who's on the stage like... Yeah, I guess.
If I find a leader of the orcs, perhaps you could go together to the meritocratic offices and explain the situation.
I mean, we'd be willing. But, I mean, they've never agreed to that kind of thing before.
There's no harm in trying.
Yeah, all right. Just kind of... Again, everyone's just a bit weirded out at the turn that things have taken. Because if it was anyone else, it'd be like, yeah, things would probably turn. It's really difficult to assume that an Aphrodite paladin is... Like, not trying to help. Do you know what I mean? It's like rocking up to a war zone with a first aid van and everyone's like, get him! Like, it doesn't quite gel. I mean, yeah, we'd consider it.
That's really good news.
They were all just like, yeah?
I will return shortly. She gets off the stage.
Okay. Hamid. A enormous orc. Enormous. Huge tusks that are like, pierced and maybe like interrupting eye line a bit, like big venerable orcs just next to you, leans right down. What's all that about?
I think Azu's trying to help.
Who's Azu?
the paladin, my friend.
Oh, who are you?
Hamid, hi.
Right, holds out a hand that's roughly the size of your torso.
Shake as much as is possible.
She said that there's a problem with there not being enough work for everyone or something. What industry are you in?
Well, I mean, we were in manufacturing mainly, but, you know...
Manufacturing what?
Oh, you know, anything that we could. I mean, obviously, everyone hears about orc weapons, but you'd be surprised how often it's just... It's just this and that.
No, I'm sure, yeah. And who... presumably there's a major employer in town, as it were, who's now employing goblins instead of orcs.
Yeah, you're talking about Ratchet and Cranks.
Oh right, and they're the only employer, are they?
Yeah, no.
That's a shame. That's not good for business.
Well, it's ever since the water dried up.
Oh, I see.
A lot of them used to use water powered machinery in that, you know.
Okay, and but they're now they're replacing the machinery with goblin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, clearly you're a bunch of very skilled, you know...
Yeah! The cry goes out. Yeah!
Why haven't you gone into business for yourselves? Why not set up your own competing company?
He looks at you.
Hammond will solve the problem through capitalism.
Yeah, give me a diplomacy check.
The best market is a free market.
Have you considered approaching the invisible hand?
Meanwhile, I'm trying to be like, hate the bosses, not each other.
Yeah, you're like, hate the bosses, and you're like, be a boss. That'll solve the problem.
We're coming up hard against the division between my politics and Hammond's politics here. Diplomacy, my diplomacy's huge. 25.
Listen, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on this one, right? Do you think we haven't tried? Do you have any idea how much water you need just to do basic things? The river's gone. The only ones who seem to have any water were Ratchet and Crank and...
Sorry, maybe I don't understand the manufacturing process. I didn't realise water was that vital to it. That's my fault for not understanding the
Look at you tacting. I see you tacting.
The resource is necessary.
It's all well and good making stuff by hand, but it ain't quick enough anymore. Not anymore.
You're worried that to compete in the global marketplace, you have to adopt these aggressive business practices.
At which point you hear cries from all the rest. It is good enough! Shut up! Bang! It's not good enough! It is good enough! Bang! And they all start. They're not laying into one another. It's very much, you know, that kind of fighting that you get where it's like. It is
where you're just too close to each other.
Yeah, it's just kind of sort of like.
I have to say, I think that there's certainly a level of consumer who cares more about quality. And, you know,
I'm gonna jump to Sasha and Grizzle.
Have you considered manufacturing vinyl?
Sasha and Grizzle.
That's genuinely Hammond's pitch at this point. Yeah.
Sasha and Grizzle. It hits midday. And it's hot.
We're in the shade.
Yes, in the shade.
Give me.
Has there been no meat delivery? Didn't we see a meat delivery the previous day?
It might not be every day.
Oh, are you still doing your rounds?
Yep.
Give me another perception check, both of you.
I am
23.
I'm vibrating with both boredom, awkwardness, and slight guilt for making this weird.
Oh, very messy.
Perception, yeah? 15.
What did
23.
You? 23. You're doing the rounds, and yeah, the creatures are playing up a little bit. And then you notice something that you didn't notice last time from one of the warehouses. It's not a sound, it's a smell. Uh-oh. And it smells sort of... You know, like the smell you get when it like rains on dust, and then the rain finishes and you can just still smell it in the air? Mm-hmm. It's that.
Earthy.
Mm, but
there's a fancy word for it. Everyone on Twitter was using it the other day.
Petrichor.
That's the one.
Oh, there you go. You get a distinct scent of petrichor. Coming from inside...
I never thought in my life I would say, I'm clearly not on Twitter enough. You just got to be always online like her.
But there is a distinct smell of petrichor coming from one of the warehouses that you did not enter.
Goes in and... There was two.
There was an up the stairs, like up some external stairs entrance.
Yep.
And then there was a ground floor entrance.
Going to go up the external stairs entrance.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You check for traps?
Yep. Very carefully. Thank you for reminding me.
I thought I might. I might then also let you take the 10 required in order to disable the track rather than getting you to roll it because you already know what traps are there.
Yes, because that's what happened last time.
You can also do the same to unlock the door because you know what's there.
Yes.
So you open the door,
mm-hmm.
and you head in. Do you head in?
Yep.
So it is dark, but not as dark as it was last night. Obviously, sunlight comes in from, like, skylights and so on. And you notice that the setup of this one is not like the others. Whilst the rest all had simulacrum, you know, row upon row. This one seems to have more in the way of machinery in
it.
But you also notice, it has that caged walkway,
yes.
Same as before. Your yeses are worrying me.
I'm building the tension.
I feel like I'm back in my exams. I want to please you suddenly, and I don't know why.
I'm trying a new tactic.
What do you want from me?
Nice things.
It's working.
Upward management.
So, you notice that there is the faint, like, patter of water from a great height. And as your eyes accustomed to the gloom, you see that, actually, there's a vague aqueduct system that's sort of running through this pipe work and so on. And
being
one of them appears to have
ghost pipe.
One of them appears to have burst or ruptured or something, and he's pouring a small amount of water into the middle of the warehouse.
Yeah.
And one of the creatures is currently drinking from that pool.
Aw, puppy.
But it's just pouring it out. Make of that what you will. Grizzop, what are you up to?
I am in the guardhouse feeling bad.
Oh, no.
The problem with Grizzop is I know that the way to torture Grizzop is to do nothing, but for Ben, that's not particularly fair. It's a very difficult line to tread. I'm going to have to, unless either of Sasha or Grizzop has any actions to take, I'm going to have to jump back to Azu and
Sasha
Hammond.
Doesn't have that much to say. Like, just, oh, well, it's got water. That's good, I suppose. Leaves. So she can see what it is in detail. Aha! So an actual final description of what the thing looks like.
Yes. I mean, I did give a description previously,
no,
but I'll give a better
one. No, you just said big and scary.
Three heads we got.
And evil.
I also said what animals it was made of.
Goat, lion, snake.
I have to double check now, don't I?
I think it's goat, lion, snake. Right?
Yeah, I think that's why we thought it might be in.
I'm gonna read out the description for a change. This winged monster has the body of a lion.
Oh, fluffy.
Though two more heads flank its central feline one. A dragon. And a horned goat.
No,
dragon, not snake. Okay.
Mm. Was that it?
And does it have a weird tail as well?
Has a weird tail.
It's a scorpion tail.
It's just a peculiar scaly dragon tail. It's like the combination of like a dragon's tail and,
so
and scaly.
The scorpion is the manticore.
Correct.
Ah, okay.
No one passed their knowledge nature, so no. I. But
that,
yeah,
that's
it's
our mythology knowledge.
It's there, and it's just kind of lapping at the water.
I mean,
it hasn't noticed you.
It doesn't seem like it's a easy thing to like throwing a bomb at it would just annoy it.
Do we know? So I know we know out of character they're likely to have breath weapons. Did we know that in character?
Absolutely not.
We've got curses. No information.
Nope. Yeah. So Sasha is blissfully unaware. Yeah. But still, how massive is it? Because we've just been assuming it was massive. How massive?
It's pretty big.
No, but is it large?
I'm about to give you the formal classification. It is a large creature.
Ah, okay.
No, it's only four squares.
It's like Azu.
No. Azu's still medium. She's big medium. But no, that's like the ogres and stuff that we fought.
Oh, okay. So, you know, like the plant monster.
Yeah.
But that's doable. Sasha thinks about it.
10 of them at the same time?
Yeah. I mean, it could be up to the size of about an elephant. Like that. It's probably not quite that large, but... Yeah. It could be the size of a rhino, very easily.
Yeah.
Let's assume it's the size of an elephant.
Sasha throws her knife up and down a few times and considers, but on balance, steps back out and closes the door very quietly and goes back over to Grizzop.
Oh, hey.
All right. Yeah. It's big in there. There's one of them, I just checked, they are big.
Oh, right, those things.
Yeah, I don't know if I could take... I think I could take one. I think. Okay. Do you want to try and take one? I mean, what harm could it do?
We could do. It's really boring. Also, I'm sorry about earlier. Realised that was maybe not good. Anyway.
It's fine.
Okay, cool. But, you know, consider it. Anyway, yeah, we could try fighting one.
Can you hear that? It's the sound of all the blood vessels in Grizzop's eyes popping as he has to handle this situation.
Oh, yeah, no. He is, like, proper, like, embarrassed, blushing. You know, like.
It's all right, Grizzop. I just don't like bosses.
I'm going to use that to jump back to Azu and Hamid.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely trying to convince this guy that there's a market for higher end goods, and he should be entering the market at a different price point, selling to different people.
So I'm going to kind of take a broader view on this rather than just RP.
Sure.
What's your current plan, Azu?
My plan is to go back to the orcs and say, I think that you have a common cause, and if you all go together, you're more likely to get a good result. And who is your leader, so that we can have...
Okay. As you're doing so, you walk past Hamid having this discussion. The person that you have been discussing with, Hamid, just keeps going on and on about the water. They've just kind of locked in on that as a topic, and everyone else is getting all riled up on it as a thing, and... No one is angry at you, but there is just, you know, that kind of energy is starting to generate around you.
Once I see that I'm not getting anywhere, I'll disengage.
Sure. And to accelerate even further, they are happy to take you to the leader amongst them.
Fantastic.
Right in the middle, surrounded by all of these huge orcs, you see the oldest orc you have ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
They are smaller than most humans.
Oh.
They are, like, thin-limbed. They are so old.
Sort of like wizened.
Basically. Yeah, wizened, like powering towards, you know, the ancient age category.
So they're probably like a powerful 70?
Yeah.
For an orc?
I think so. They're half time.
Right? Yeah, that's really old for an orc.
Yeah, I'd say...
More like 50-something.
No. Goblins live till about 30. Orcs live till about 60.
Oh.
Yeah, because goblins are on the 30s, because they're three times as fast as humans.
Oh,
orcs are 60.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're about 70. Like, this is by far the oldest orc you've heard of. Never mind the oldest orc that you've seen. And you're just there with a staff. And their face is locked into the most aggressive, angry, just cantankerous expression you have ever seen. Hello. Kenya, is it?
Yes, hello.
I hear that you're trying to help.
Yes, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
I might end the episode there. I might have to end the episode there.
Powerfully pure, the purity all over us. Oh gosh. So sticky with pure
sweating wholesomeness.
And I think we should use this chance to escape the baking studio. But we'll be back next week and I'll see just how awkward I can make everything for everyone. It's my new challenge. Awkward's so much more fun than misery.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Right, 108.
Yes.
Mm. You're doing it.
I'm doing
it. Counting. I mean, that's ahead of me. That's a super cut of
you
me
counted?
Messing up sums. I can't believe that. That's almost better than the cosplay.
No one's ever super cut me. Then again, I suppose that's sort of...
That's what you do. You make a company.
Right. Are we all ready?
You forced us into supercuts of you, basically.
Yeah.
I apologise, by the way, that you two have ended up stuck up top whilst things are progressing downstairs.
That's
I can't.
Right.
No,
I just made it awkward. So.
I mean, in fairness, I provided you multiple opportunities to do something other than shoot.
If someone's going to turn up flanked by objective evil people basically projecting, I'm from the cult of Hades, here to make you an evil offer. Now I'm going to shoot them.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.